खुलते ही आँख हमें मिलते, हर पल वो साथ मेरे चलते, कितना वो प्यार हमें करते, उनकी पलकों में हम पलते, हम खुश नसीब उनको हम खुश नसीब उनको पाकर जिंदगी हमारी गाती है, भगवान हमारा साथी है। शिक्षा देते, रक्षा करते, अपना सर्वस्व लुटाते हैं, प्यारी मुरली प्रतिदिन हमको, प्यारी मुरली प्रतिदिन हमको आती, प्रभु प्रेम की पाती है, भगवान संग रहते हैं, जैसे दीपक में बाती है, भगवान हमारा साथी है।
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
सभी बोलो पीछे आगे वाले।
एवरीवन एट द बैक फ्रंट प्लीज से ओम शांति।
गुड मॉर्निंग।
गुड मॉर्निंग दादी।
गोल्डन मॉर्निंग में जाएंगे।
वी विल बी एंट्रिंग इन टू द गोल्डन मॉर्निंग, गोइंग टू द गोल्डन मॉर्निंग एंड एट द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज ईच मॉर्निंग इज अ डायमंड मॉर्निंग। The experience of what a diamond-like life is, not even like, but from your life, people should know what a diamond is. It's not that we want to compare ourselves with diamonds, but just as you say the word diamond, seeing diamonds in your life or wearing diamond jewelry, one has intoxication. So the most beautiful thing in the whole world is our diamonds. But if it's just a diamond and there isn't the gold to hold it, then how would that seem? You wouldn't make jewelry of diamonds with silver. You would use true gold. Even if there isn't lots of gold jewelry, but just a small amount of gold, and you would feel it's precious and keep it safe. So there should be that gold in your life, the gold of pure, elevated, honest actions, so that people can know the value of what true gold is from your life. So there should be honesty in your life. At least how much should Anand Kai say? He's a goldsmith. Should it be 100 grams? Should it be more? If anyone were to look within you, they should see only truth, nothing but truth, honesty in your life. And when there are values in your life, then others can see that this one has nothing but honesty and values in their life. So we want to make diamonds ours. So the experience of having a life that is diamond-like is the experience of fortune in your life. The other day, somebody had come to a program where Daddy was. Suddenly, somebody had invited him to one of Daddy's programs, and he felt that he had won a lottery. He didn't know that he was going to be coming to such a place, to such a gathering. And here we are, sitting in such a gathering, such a place. This place is so important and valuable. Meaning this atmosphere is so precious, and that he remembers why we used the name Global Corporation House. It's the wonder of corporation. If there wasn't this corporation, where would Diamond House, where would that diamond have emerged from? Look at Tennyson Road, the road of tension. It's the road of tension. Anyone who goes to Tennyson Road, the atmosphere of that road is one that can scare you. And you say to someone you live in Kilburn and they think it's very ordinary. And you give them your address and their face changes, thinking, what sort of area is that? However, if you go there now and see that road, it's changed. It's because Baba's place is there, it's become a pilgrimage place. Any visitors who come to London, Dadi always says to Maniben that let them have a pilgrimage of all the main Baba's houses, and if one hasn't done that pilgrimage, how will they do the pilgrimage of Paramdham? And then we come to Baba Bhavan. Look at Baba Bhavan. Such a special place. It is Baba's wonder. Baba says, you transform and help others transform, only do this business. Don't see the house, don't see the road, don't see that it's Lynn or America, but create, in other words, an atmosphere that is powerful, spiritual. In every corner of the world, there are Baba's children, and as Baba's vision falls on those children, they come to belong to Baba. Some say we were searching, and others say that Baba found me. I was not looking for him. I was busy in my own intoxication. I was traveling. I was eating, drinking, happy in whatever I was doing. But God found me. And it was just a game of earning lots of money and also losing it. See how easily it came and how quickly it went. So here we see how we earn. With every drop, a lake is created. With every penny, is a treasure store that becomes full. Each one feels, this is my Baba, my home, my yagya. My Baba. It's not that one person has one father, somebody else sitting here has another father. No, the father of all of us is one. Everyone's aim is the same. Our home for all of us is Paramdham. Baba's home is our home. We've come from that home and we are now once again returning to that home. That play, the play is now coming to an end. Shiv Baba has told us this, that our part within this drama is almost at its end. Baba said, you've played your part, and in fact the creator and director has also come onto the stage. Everybody has come down. Upstairs has become empty now, and now we all have to return home. But what is it we have to do first? Do we have to simply think about returning home? But we, all of us, have to go home. The rest of the people of the world know they have to return home too. But we have to become pure and return home. Actually, she didn't say people of the world know they have to return home, sorry. So, we have to become pure here first, then return home to Shantidham, the land of peace. There is no karma, there are no relationships, and Baba says this body is simply made of clay. What would happen if you set a corpse on fire? It turns to ashes, and you don't even want to keep those ashes. You'd be afraid to even keep the ashes. And you would say, don't bring those ashes into the home, but straight away from the cremation ground, take them to the ocean, throw them into the ocean. So that's what the body is like. Yet, we have so much ego of the body, so much false intoxication of the body. Intoxication of what we've studied, of the work we do, the place we live in. It may be a simple home, but you think it's a palace. And this is what Shiv Baba has made us understand, that in fact all of that is perishable. He's made us understand who I am and who is mine. And once our eyes opened, not these physical eyes, it's in fact nowadays, even if someone's eyes are closed, it's not right. Even if they're open, they're looking here and there, and that's also not right. Either people's eyes are closed or they're open and looking here and there. But for us, the eyes are open and cool and focused. Nowadays, we offer so many different courses. Those who do courses do so many courses. Those who conduct courses also know about conducting different courses. And yet, some say that within the meditation course, I don't have the experience that you are describing. I understand the Supreme Soul lives in Paramdham, that He's the point of light, but I don't have the experience that He is my Father. Why? Because they haven't accepted that they are a soul. So one very old story that Dadi remembers, that has so much strength in it, power in it. Susan, Daddy was remembering you yesterday, Susan, in class. So sit in such a stage of stillness. Don't remember anything of the home, mine or yours or theirs or anything, but just myself and God. So one story that he's relating, there was one sister who used to have a very good practice of sitting in Baba's remembrance. Very still, she would be sitting in class or at home in meditation, very still, half hour, 1 hour. And her husband used to be amazed how she used to sit in yoga. And she did everything accurately. Housework she did very well, very accurately. Previously, she used to give instructions and orders to her servants. And before she never did anything by herself, but then after coming to Baba, she was so accurate in her actions and she was never disturbed by anything. She never felt sad, unhappy in any way. And in fact, she was not allowed to come to class for some reason, but she used to come earlier than class time and have meditation. And if you asked her to share knowledge, she would say, "What can I share? What can I share?" She had just settled her mind, though there were many tests that had come to her. She'd settled her mind in such a way that she was very calm, very peaceful. And Daddy also used to ask her, "How are you able to be so quiet?" And she said, "But Daddy, everything has become easy for me. Since I saw Mama, I understood what it is I have to do." And the transformation that she saw in Mama and how Mama was previously in her Lokic family, that helped this soul to also be very still and peaceful and calm. So to make the intellect still with the power of concentration is possible in that awareness that I, the soul, belong to the Supreme Soul. My original religion is peace. Each one has their own part to play within this drama. I have no accounts with anyone in the world. I don't have any old karmic accounts that could pull me. Whether I'm being pushed or pulled, some karmic bondages can push me, some will pull me. I don't have anything like that. Then what would happen? It's with the power of remembrance that my karmic bondages would break. My sins of the past would be destroyed, incinerated, and now I perform karma and have yoga. And what is in that? Just power. What is in my actions? Just blessings through my pure actions. Yesterday, in a spiritual conversation with someone, I don't know if that sister is here, but Daddy was talking to them about how it's possible to experience blessings and just do good. Of course, we have to engage in karma, but in every action there should be the feeling that I'm receiving a lot of blessings, so that blessings can emerge from everyone's hearts for you to perform the right kind of actions. Baba is creating our lives so that I can experience Baba's power and blessings from everyone through my elevated action. I then become a world benefactor soul. Yesterday, someone was saying to Daddy, Daddy, you are a world benefactor soul. How can you become that? How can one be that? When somebody has been benefited, then Baba, the innocent Lord, Bholanath, who is the benefactor, is showing us how and what has been the benefit. The sins of the past have been incinerated, and the soul becomes quiet and peaceful and is able to take power from God. The soul doesn't have any impure thoughts, waste thoughts, negative thoughts, just the feeling, let there be benefit for everyone. And their hand will be like this, like Big Daddy's hand. Let there be benevolence for all. No other thought, just benevolence. Benevolent feelings for all. No discontent, no complaint. No complaint for anyone, just benefit for all. Benevolence. And so Baba says, child, check yourself within. Daddy's saying to little Hansaben, see, if Daddy Gulzar might like to join us for morning class on the phone. And she's saying, didn't you have the thought? In fact, little Hansaben has a lot of love for Daddy Gulzar, very good connection with her. So, I'm not going to ask you for a show of hands, but why are we all sitting in this gathering? Why have you come here? Who has pulled you, drawn you to come here? It's attainment. You've already attained so much, and you know there's so much more to gain still. And had it not been the case, you'd be sleeping at home. You'd be sitting at home. What would happen if you just sat at home? You'd feel so much loss. Every day we're earning so much spiritually. From yesterday's Murli, somebody had sent an email to Daddy that from today's Murli I felt so much benefit from Baba, because Baba said each one of Baba's versions is worth lakhs of rupees. It's worth so much. So each word that Baba speaks is worth multi-millions. There's so much difference in what Baba speaks, what I speak, what all of us speak, that God's words can't be compared to anything. That's how valuable God's words are. And it's God's words that finishes our waste, so that we have only elevated thoughts, elevated words, and God's words draw our attention on the value of what Baba is relating. So to come to class, have regular class, is a matter of having attention on oneself. Not that everyone in the class is learning, but having attention on oneself. When we keep so much else in our attention, we forget to keep attention on ourselves. And each one should see for themselves throughout the whole day, how much attention do I have on myself? And some say, it's too much, we have to think about so many different things. It's easy for you. And so Daddy says, okay, think about all those many things for the rest of your life. And for those for whom you are thinking, in fact, they don't have a thought for you. The ones that you worry about, they don't actually even need you. Oh, you may even die worrying about them, but they don't have a need for you. And they would say, they're just worrying unnecessarily. I'll do what I want to do. And why should I die in thinking about others, worrying about others? What's my state going to be if at the end I'm still worrying about others? So, for us, this is a godly family, so there's so much love for the family. And secondly, we are godly students. Not the thought that I want to pass, forget about the other one, whether they pass or not. But this is a godfatherly university. We want everyone to pass. Everyone should come into the golden age. Everyone should claim a royal status in the golden age. In Bharat, in a place called Hubli, there's a brother. And in fact, Daddy has been to Hubli recently. And he sat with Daddy. Sorry. He waited to speak to Daddy for 2 hours. And he said that he would like to meet Daddy after Daddy's finished whatever meetings she was involved with. And he wanted Daddy's time. Nobody else gave him time. Nobody else sat to listen, to understand what he wanted to say. But Daddy gave him time. And he had underlined the Muralis and made points of the benefit of studying the Murali and on what basis one can claim a royal status. And so he had compiled a book on this and how Lakshmi and Narayan rule in the golden age, and he taken out the essence of that, and so he's compiled a book. And so he brought this heap of Muralis that he'd derived the points from, and so little Hansa was a bit afraid of how much time he was going to take from Daddy. But that God teaches Raj Yoga, and how you claim a royal status through Raj Yoga. So he had underlined these points, and that one Lakshmi and Narayan rule, and then Brahma Baba is the one who becomes Narayan, yet why does he keep Lakshmi in front? First Lakshmi, then Narayan. For one who doesn't keep Lakshmi in front, can't become Narayan. In Madhuban, there is going to be surrender ceremony for, I don't know whether it's 150 or 250, but there to become surrendered sisters, teachers living in the center. And so their parents and immediate relatives have come. And so it's a big mela, a big gathering. So it's the mela, the meeting of the confluence age. So one is the importance of confluence age, and secondly, Baba is in front of us. And we don't say, "Oh God," and call him in that way, but he talks to us as children, and in different languages, people call out to him as, "Oh God," and yet he talks to us as his children. And he uplifts his children who had fallen. And this brother had made so much effort in collecting these points from the Murlis. And he was saying, up till the end of the Golden Age, how many kings do you think there will be? Surely all those who are to be part of the 108 rosary will claim a royal status, weren't they? And so he was really taking Dadi into the depths of thinking of what Golden Age will be. And it's not just the 8 jewels who will rule, but this person was quite deep in how he was talking. He's saying to Dadi, "I don't want to talk to you about Silver Age because Baba's teaching us about going into the Golden Age." So yesterday Baba had said that the Maharajas of now or of Copper Age will be those who have done a lot of charitable action through donation. And not the kind of kings who have fought battles and gained something from others, but we will be the kinds of kings who will not tread others' land, and we won't ask anyone for anything. Just as Baba says, we are content with eating just dal and roti. We've never eaten. Garlic and onion, and nor will we ever do that. And here, somebody was saying to Dadi, when we go out to Lokik work, we have to dress in the uniform or certain style of dress. Here, we wear white dress, but here it's not compulsory. Okay, say for instance you don't wear a white sari, but at least wear a Punjabi dress. Okay, even if you don't wear a Punjabi dress, at least don't wear colored clothes. Here people wear blue, black, this color, that color. The other day, somebody had come to Global House, maybe to meet Dadi, and they were dressed in such a way for a long time that he was not able to recognize who it was. And when Dadi was in hospital and she was having so many BKs visiting her, everyone in white, and as people saw them, they were so happy seeing them, and they were asking, "Do you only wear white?" And the brothers and sisters who were coming were saying that, "Well, we are sevadharis, we are servers in this yagya, and this is our dress, and we should be so proud of the service that we do, so proud of what we are studying, and this should be part of our personality in a pure way, that pride of what we are doing. And there shouldn't be a difference in our personality from the personality of Lakshmi and Narayan. There should be that elevated personality. And so all these years, all of our lifetime, the Dadis have lived together, have been together. But even now we're together. And Dadi is noting that somebody is making notes. And Dadi is saying she's going to pull people's ears just to draw their attention. So Dadi said for us to, Dadi said for all of us to have yoga, yet one brother was making notes even at the time of yoga. And so Dadi is saying at the time of yoga it's not necessary to be making notes. At the time of listening to the murli, there should be attention on the murli, not making notes, so that part of your attention is drawn to that. Those who are sustained, who were sustained by Mamma and Baba, they were so accurate in their discipline in sitting in Baba's remembrance or studying the murli, listening to the murli. So she's saying to this brother, what will your children and grandchildren do? They will do what you are doing. They'll copy what you are doing. So if you are to claim a royal status, then there should be that royalty in your sanskars, and we have to create those royal sanskars from here, from now, to create those royal status sanskars. There first has to be purity and honesty, no sign or trace of impurity, and to keep the honor of your white dress, and to continue the power of, increase the power of your honesty. Your name is a Brahma Kumar, and seeing your activity, people should feel that yes, this one is a real Brahma Kumar. And people say, oh, you go to the Brahma Kumaris, so your life should reflect that. Some, when they see you, will say, yes, I understand now what Brahma Kumaris do. I've heard about them, but I didn't know until I met you that this is what the Brahma Kumaris teach. And Brahma Kumari means your face should be like Brahma Baba. Yesterday, Li Bhai was asking Dadi a question in front of an audience. And Dadi said, look, Brahma Baba is here, look at his face, then look at your own face. The son or the daughter should look like the parent. A daughter's face looks like that of her mother, a son's face looks like that of her father. But Baba used to call me son. Sometimes daughter, but most of the time son. So, on the basis of the body, I'm a daughter, but on the basis of the soul, I am a son. And so, in the, it's fine to be a daughter, because in that way, Baba kept us in front. But by being the son, I keep Baba in front of me. What do you think, Li Bhai? By being the daughter, Baba has kept me in front. If I were a son, I would have shown my mischievousness. But if I'm to be a daughter, then I want to take the full inheritance. But how am I to claim that full inheritance? By being obedient, faithful. If there's been some disobedience, then that son is not a true son. If there has been some breach of maryadas, if there has been some disobedience, then that is not the sign of a true heir, a true son. And so in order to establish Ram Raj, the kingdom of Rama, then one has to pass through all the tests and pass. So whether I think of myself as a daughter or a son, let me think of myself in the elevated way, that as a daughter I am like Saraswati. Brahma's daughter is Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge. To be Sita means that I belong to Rama. But if there has been any disobedience where I've stepped outside the line of the code of conduct, then it's that my attitude has been pulled, or my intellect has been pulled, and so Ravan has received a good chance to make you his and trap you in his jail. Even a little bit of wandering off in another direction, allowing the intellect to go off away from Baba, means that Ravan will capture you and put you in his jail and say, okay, now stay there. And before, Sita used to say, my Rama, and then when she was in captivity, she was saying, oh Rama, calling out to him. So see the difference between my Rama and oh Rama. So then when she came out of Ravan's jail, and then Rama accepted her back, and there was so much gossip, chat about that. And having been Ravan's captive for so long, and then Rama accepting her back, and even Rama was in the line of, in the firing line in a sense, of people talking about him. So any kind of mischievousness where the intellect has gone in the wrong direction means you become distant from Rama, from God. If there has been any thought that, oh, I don't know what's happened, a big problem has come, how am I going to solve this? So where has your Rama gone? Even if something goes wrong with the body, even if you lose all your wealth, even if you lose all your relations, even if this body was lost, doesn't matter. But the soul will go happily. So at that time, where is God? Where is your remembrance? So, I don't belong to this one or that one. I don't belong to this body even. So, there needs to be that much understanding internally. If you ask me with honesty, how many here are really making effort from the heart? And I would say 1% of souls. You might say 5%, but I wouldn't even agree with that. So realize, understand what a daughter should be like, what a son should be like, so that in no way is there any pull of the intellect in any way. So you are like Hanuman or Angad, that your foot cannot be shaken. In fact, the situations are not even so great that your stage should shake, but yet the stage does fluctuate. And so even when there isn't the cause for it to fluctuate, still internally you're going up and down. So what's the reason? Because there isn't that stillness of the intellect, so that he's now just acting out what the sister that she was telling us about earlier was like, that she'd learned from Mama how to have that stillness of the mind. Many tests came, but she never allowed her intellect to fluctuate. She was so stable. Let there be that aim to be unshakable, immovable, not to have too many different things that you're paying attention to, and just to have attention on the self. If you have too many possessions, then give away what is of no use to you. Not that you just accumulate things. Somebody gives you something and you say, yes, it's very nice, and you keep it. But what are you going to do with it? Is it of use to you? Where are you going to keep it? If you receive something that's of use, then yes, keep it, use it. But if there is fluctuation by thinking somebody is talking about me, somebody is telling lies about me, if there's fluctuation through this type of thinking, Baba used to say, stay in your self-respect.
Hello.
Hello. Dadi Gulzar's with us. She's just come
Hello,
off the
Dadi.
Stage, in fact, Dadi Gulzar, probably from that surrender
Dadi.
Ceremony.
Dadi Om Shanti. Dadi Om Shanti. Dadi
Om Shanti. So, Dadi, the class is full, very full. They're all remembering you, seeing you. They're listening to you. Everyone say Dadi Om Shanti. You know which Dadi it is? Par Dadi, that is Dadi Nirmal Shantak, said about you, that is Dadi Gulzar Gul Gulabi. Gul is a rose. Gulabi is pink. Pink rose. Gul Gulabi. And I'm so saying, let Dadi Gulzar speak. And so Par Dadi said about Dadi Chanki that she is Raja Janak, King Janak. So Dadi, today very nice things came to my mind to say to the Kumaris, that look, God has given you the blessings of may you be yogi and may you be knowledgeable. As a teacher, He taught you. As a Satguru, He gave you blessings. He gives you blessings. As a father, He sustains you, gives you an inheritance. But don't forget the inheritance, the study, or the blessings. In order to practically bring the blessings into your life, always think that with blessings, I can experience willpower. So, is willpower being filled within either soul? Then you can feel that these blessings are taking practical shape in my life. I think the line may have got cut. And Baba has said, so one is remember the blessings that I am Khush Naseeb, one who is very fortunate, lucky. I eat the sweet toli of happiness, and I have happiness in my life. So how is our daddy, big daddy? Please give all of our love and remembrances to big daddy. We want all to be with her and for her to be with us. So it looks like the connection is not very good. Daddy is saying to Paresh, keep a good connection.
Okay.
Om Shanti, yet we are very fortunate. We see how Daddy just came down from the stage in Madhuban and met all of us. So at least we heard the sound of Daddy Gosar. So Sarah, what do you think? You're a very fortunate soul, aren't you? You've received the inheritance and there's a lot of power experienced through the study. By being Mayajit, the conqueror of Maya, and Indu, you heard what blessings are about. Indu was saying to Daddy, Daddy, you say just do tapasya and experience blessings, but then who will do the service? And she said, look at me, I have to be on my feet all day and do service. And Daddy said, but look, my sister, you're asking me this type of question. Look, when somebody does good service from the heart, with love, with happiness, they make others happy, and so they receive blessings even without us being asking for blessings. And so you receive blessings. And you know, there might be perspiration running down your forehead with all the things that you might be doing, but somebody will come along who will wipe that perspiration away even. So, there's one thing that Daddy shared in front of a big gathering yesterday, but it's something personal. At 60 years of age, Brahma Baba experienced God's coming in his body, and he left the body in... Brahma Baba left the body at the age of 93. So 33 years God used that body, and the face, Brahma Baba's face, was an amazing face, a wonderful face. And Baba had so many children who were the kind of children who will show all sorts of tricks, all sorts of games. Some would say, Baba, I'm leaving you. Some would say something else. Yet Baba never got angry with any child. I never saw Baba's face change. Doesn't matter how much work Baba did on us. Baba would want the child to do one thing, the child would do something else. Yet Baba never showed a stern eye. Yet he had such sweet vision for us. And I used to think, how is Baba able to be like this all the time? And, you know, my face would change if somebody did the wrong thing. And so Daddy says to Jintiben, let your face be such that you keep my honor. Because sometimes Jintiben, she doesn't eat very much and her face is small, but... No. Look at her face now. She's radiating light. And so sometimes you'll see my face and I'll have an expression of being angry, but you see Baba's face and he would be like the Vishnu pose, so light. And, you know, a snake will blow and bite, and yet... doesn't matter even if a situation is like that of like a snake. Baba's face would not fluctuate at all. So Baba would be giving sustenance, yet churning. So in that churning, he would, as if, change the negative into positive and lie down on the snake as if that situation has been transformed. And it's not that Brahma is joined to Shankar, yet they speak about Shiv Shankar as if the two are one. They don't talk about Brahma and Vishnu being one. But why Shiv Shankar? Because Shankar does a lot of tapasya. And tapasya to such a degree that even a snake is brought under control. So it doesn't matter what the situation may be like, one doesn't become affected by that situation, but one is victorious and is one who conquers the situation and makes that situation like a garland of rosary around their neck. So it doesn't matter, Giziben, what the situations may be like, to have such a powerful stage. So Sakar Baba gave us sustenance, and we saw him create his avyakta stage, and creating that stage, doing all four things at the same time. He knew that he was one who held the four symbols equal to Vishnu. That sustenance of golden age he will do later on. But right now, he is the sustainer. And he's done that tapasya that will help the children's sins be destroyed. And so who says that do tapasya in such a way that I will destroy your sins? So who said that? Did Vishnu say that or did Shankar say that? Brahma says, remember Shiv Baba. Vishnu said, be like this. And Shankar said, do tapasya like this. And so such a Trimurti that inspire us, Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, are the children of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. So before we offer bhog, Daddy's just calling little Hansaben up. So you see the class is full and Daddy Gulzar also joined us in class.
Om Shanti. Daddy ke paas to bahut khazana aur bahut
Daddy has so many treasures and so much news also, but I'll share two small things. One is when Daddy was sharing news of Madhuban, there had been a message about a surrendered brother's patti, and you've heard that message. And then the senior sisters who are in knowledge for 50 years plus and are looking after Baba's task in India. So Daddy Janki said to Daddy Gulzar, it's the first time that these separate messages have come for the different patis. So previously, long time ago, there used to be messages like this, and then Baba would add something further to the message of the pati. And Daddy Gulzar says something interesting, that when I go in front of Baba, it's not that Baba doesn't call me, he does call me, but Baba's face is very serious and quiet, and it's as if Baba doesn't want to say anything. But as Daddy was sharing with us just now, I was thinking of Baba's face, how Baba's face must be serious and quiet and not wanting to say anything. So Baba has given us so much sustenance over so many years, and surely Baba must also have the thought now that how much longer do I have to share, keep saying things to the children? And the signal that I took from this was that Baba's face is that face of the call of time. And up till the last minute, all of our dadis, Dadi Ji, Dadi Gulzar, and Nirai Bhai, are saying to Dadi Janki, now stay in Bharat. You've done a huge amount of service in the foreign lands. Now stay here. And Baba, seeing all of us, sent Dadi Janki back to us. Now we know that in this year, Dadi Janki is only here for some time, because for next year, Dadi Janki has promised Madhuban that she will not create any programs for traveling anywhere. But all the things that Baba has given, let us now become the Swaroop, the form of that. Let the self become the form of what Baba has taught.
The journey this time was quite an experience, because I'm just seeing how Baba is really training the soul to adapt to all the changes. Because no matter how much you plan ahead Daddy's tour, how much you've thought about it and made her program, it always changes. And so I was just seeing how Baba's ways and means are very unique, that no matter what, only that will happen what's meant to happen. And so there's really this feeling how Baba's just giving me this extra lift in making my intellect very stable. Even whilst coming here, I wasn't sure whether we were going to really make it or not. And it's like always sitting at the edge of the seat, not knowing what's to happen. And you must have been all receiving the news of Daddy's health. And so this is why all the changes had come about. But I'm also seeing how I'm very, very fortunate to be in the heart of the yajna, because Dadi's, the whole of the yajna revolves around Dadi. And there's so much happening around Dadi that you get to see and learn so much. And so this time I was really, really appreciating and seeing how much trust and faith Baba has in this soul, for me to be able to be around Daddy, to be able to be part of this yajna. And so it's just saying how there's always a learning period in life, and this is the time that I've really, really learned a lot. Sometimes we become slackened in our effort, but sometimes there's a moment that comes in your life when you really have that awakening. And so this time, just seeing the things that were going on around all the happenings in Madhuban, I just felt that really it's time that we really have to put our acts together. And so I'm just thanking Baba, Dadi, for giving me this wonderful opportunity to be around them and taking in so much. Om Shanti.
आज हंसा ने वहाँ आप सबके लिए टोली बनवाई थी.
Little Hansa Ben had bundi laddus made in Madhuban and brought here, and Dadi Gulzar had shared a story about this. The five fingers were fighting with one another. Each one thought that they were better than the other, and they were defaming the other finger, that you're too short, you're too fat, you're like this, you're like that. And so, in order to stop that fighting, they brought a big tray of this bundi, and then all five fingers had to come together to roll the ball of this bundi. And so that is saying she should give each one that laddu in their own hand. Daddy personally should give that, don't you think? So yes, Daddy is going to do that. So to be one. So gentlemen will go to read the English Murli, but Choti Hansa will sit with Daddy. And so, to have that unity. And that he would like to give each one this laddu, bundi laddu, in their own hand, personally. So, English class will come first, down the middle aisle, and then go off with the English Murli. Thank you, Om Shanti.